for me, I got, you know, this issue came up, and my response was, well, that's a no-brainer, yes, right? And then some business people got really distressed by that. And so, and I think you heard me say, in case you missed my point, there are models that work with the business community at the table. And when people say, well, the big businesses, why let them control everything? An individual restaurant owner is not a big business. You know, I want them at the table, right? So then I said, okay, I'm willing to give some time for that to play out and work together. And keep in mind, the model I'm talking about, the businesses wrote into permit requirements. They voluntarily agreed to it, but now it's law. Nobody else gets to question it. I like that model a lot. But then I hear preemption. And I look at our big brother up in Tallahassee that thinks they know, that has actually said, Richard Corcoran has actually said, we can run cities better from Tallahassee than they can on the local level, which then preempts your democracy. So where I'm at is, I am willing to let the process play out, but I want an ordinance drafted, vetted, approved, and if they try to preempt us, as it's predictable they will, the big businesses that are whoever are the straw manufacturers are going right to Tallahassee for the best government that they can buy, and they get good will get good benefit for their dollar up there. If they do that, then I think we should pass that ordinance. But short of that, I think we have people saying, I'm a business person and I want to learn more about this.